Track 3.20.
Downloading is in the news again, with the news that more people downloaded the hit show Game of Thrones than actually watched it on TV. We're often told that downloading illegally from the internet is the same as stealing from a shop. But do people really believe this? We asked the people of Camden Town, if you wanted to watch a TV program but it wasn't available in your country, would you download it illegally?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, if the program wasn't available, I'd download it.
What if it was on TV in your country, but not for another month?
Yeah, I would still download it. What's the difference? Downloading doesn't hurt anyone, and no one ever gets into trouble. It would just mean I didn't need to wait a month.
Maybe it depends who made the program. I don't think the big companies that make these TV programs are poor. All the actors are rich enough. But if it was a film made by a small company, it would be a bit different. I'd prefer to pay a company like that because they need the money.
No, I wouldn't. I just watch what's on TV. No need to download things.
And how about a book? Would you download a book?
Well, no. It would be illegal, I think.
But what if it was a book that you knew was in your local library, but you didn't have time to go to the library?
Well, I suppose, if it was in the library. But no, it's illegal. I wouldn't do it.
A TV programme? Of course, why not? It's easy. Everyone does it.
And what about music? Would you download an album?
An album? Yeah, maybe. But I'm one of those strange people who still buy CDs. So if I liked the album, I'd buy it afterwards, because I like to own something I can hold in my hands.
And what if it was a charity album? Would you download that?
No, I wouldn't download an album if it was for charity. That wouldn't be right.
I'd have no idea how to download a TV programme. But I'd ask my granddaughter to download it for me if I really wanted to see it. Although I'd probably be worried about the police knocking at my door the next day.